Now, there are two new movies, brand new movies, released today, along with Son of God, which has been playing now for more than a week. But guess what? Two brand new movies released today, and both of them, in their own way, worthy of consideration. Fanfare, please, Maestro. And the latest from Holly Weird includes something that is very appropriate for children and something that is absolutely, absolutely not appropriate for children. That would be the sequel to 300. Now, if you remember 300, it got a tremendous amount of attention, was a big box office smash, starred Gerard Butler, and it was about the Leonidas and the 300 Spartans and the Battle of Thermopylae in 489 B.C., Now, how did they make that exciting? They adapted a graphic novel about this actual episode, and there were action scenes and partial artful combination of animation together with live actors, very muscular live actors, and beautiful women, and lots of heroic death. People who loved Braveheart, of course, loved 300, and it was very well done. Now they have a sequel. It's called 300, Rise of an Empire. And interestingly, it doesn't follow up on 300 as much as it shows you what was happening in another aspect of the Greek effort to repel a Persian invasion.
It begins as a whisper, a promise. The lightest of breezes dances above the death cries of 300 men.
Nothing will stop the march of my empire.
Death and destruction.
Yes, there will be.
Oh, and there is plenty of death and destruction, and there's also plenty of a very graphic sexual material. What's interesting about this is they actually use historical figures who are fascinating. Themistocles was the leader of Athens at the time and the founder of the Athenian Navy. Now, he probably didn't look at all like the very muscle-bound guy that they have playing him, whose name is Sullivan Stapleton, who's excellent, by the way. And there is another character, important character, named Artemisia, who you think is this is just a fantasy, a cartoon. It's a beautiful woman played by Eva Green, who is sensational in the movie. She is really, really good. And Artemisia plays a Greek woman who has become the admiral of the Persian Navy, commanding their ships at the Battle of Salamis. Guess what? It's a real figure. I mean, believe it or not, in the 5th century B.C., boom, they had a woman named Artemisia who was a commander of five ships, Persian ships in the battle. In this film, and this actually is one of the scenes that I think is going to sell the movie to a lot of people, there is a very, very graphic scene of nudity and seduction and sexuality, rough sexuality, between two people who are mortal enemies. And it's the kind of thing that people will parody, but it actually works on screen. This is R-rated. Please, 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 no one think of taking young children. The gore is extreme. The blood spurting and severed limbs and severed heads are almost nonstop. But you know what? The artistry in the action is almost nonstop. Visually, the film is stunning. It is tremendously exciting. It has that mythic quality. And it does all of that even better than 300. The director, writer, producer of 300, Zack Snyder, is here again as a producer. And Lena Headey is actually also very, very good playing the wife, in this case, the widow of Leonidas, who was the commander of the Spartans, who you don't really see here. You see a Spartan navy. The film works. And yes, it's corny, and yes, it is very brutal. 3 stars for 300, The Rise of an Empire. A very different film and far more kid-friendly is based on a segment of the old Rocky and Bullwinkle show that I grew up with and a lot of baby boomers grew up with. And these, every week or every day on Rocky and Bullwinkle, they would have adventures with Mr. Peabody, who was a brilliant genius dog, and his boy, who was Sherman. And they had a Wayback Machine that would take them to different moments in human history. Well, now it's taken them right up to 2014 and this delightful family movie.
You've used time travel improperly. We must rewrite history in order to save the universe!
Who's that, Mr. Peabody?
King Tut.
My boyfriend.
What?
It seems we've ripped a hole in the space-time continuum.
Looks like the past is coming to us.
Well, everything comes to them. I mean, look, how can you not enjoy a movie that has the voice of Mel Brooks playing Albert Einstein or Stanley Tucci playing Leonardo da Vinci? Ty Burrell from Modern Family does the voice of this genius dog, Mr. Peabody. The animation is completely stunning. It is 3D. I should mention also that 300 Rise of an Empire is also stunning 3D. But this animated 3D is so much fun. There is such a sense of adventure and so many witty references. References to old movies, references to historical facts, to historical figures. Actually, kids may come to this and actually want to learn a little bit more about history. The French Revolution segment is a little bit scary. But then again, the French Revolution was a little bit scary. And the use of some of the voices of Stephen Colbert, of Leslie Mann, and many others helped to make this a thoroughgoing delight. It's very, very funny, laugh out loud funny for much of it, and adventuresome and delightful and unexpected. 4 stars. That's my first 4-star movie of 2014. And really, it's one of those delightful animated films that people, you'll look at it and think, gosh, I wish they made more movies like Mr. Peabody and Sherman.